Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And you also have the Odyssey Christmas party happening right now in Farmers Branch.
What?
So
we're, hold on, they're having a party without us?
Yeah, we're not there.
That's why that's why there was some brisket left over.
Because they're all
everybody
gone.
Took off.
All right.
In Farmers Branch?
Yeah. What's up with that?
What up with that?
Now, I got some Cowboys questions for you. But first, in case you weren't listening during the commercial break, first of all, shame on you. We broke the Pete Alonso news in a commercial.
You're welcome.
About how you should come see us at Uncle Julio's in Arlington. So, just saying, during commercial breaks, we'll do giveaways. We'll apparently now break news as well. Just saying. All right, Pete Alonso. People were asking earlier, should the Rangers look at Pete Alonso? And I was like, for what? Because they're not spending that money. The only way I could have seen that happening is if you did, in fact, trade Corey Seager, then maybe you could use some of that money to go after it. But that was never going to happen. Pete Alonso to the Baltimore Orioles, 5 years, $155 million. Now, we can talk about the impact of that. But I also want to get your thoughts on $31 million per year. Kyle Schwarber got 5 for $150. We talked about that yesterday. $30 million per year. If you had your choice, are you taking Pete Alonso over Kyle Schwarber? I realize the die is cast and everything is set, but I'm just curious.
Okay, a couple things here. One, from the 940, what about the Twitch and YouTubers? Shame on us. I mean, they didn't get the same ads, so.
That's a good point. We will think about that and
next
work
time,
on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know
that.
If I have the same carte blanche to interrupt a Twitch ad. Be like, yeah, that's great. Go do my computer career. Also.
I personally would have rather had Schwarber. This could be a variety of reasons for me. But for whatever reason, it feels like the last 7 years, anytime something important in baseball is on, Kyle Schwarber's at the plate, and he's doing something special. And every time I just look up and he's hitting a home run or a double, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I've also heard exceptional teammate, not necessarily locker room leader,
but
great teammate. And Kevin, you know, like I think that the Rangers are trying to look for a new chemistry to build in this clubhouse.
Oh, for sure.
And maybe it's Wyatt Langford's turn and Josh Smith's turn to set the tone for what that chemistry is. But like, I'm always willing to add more of those kinds of voices. Pete Alonso, I felt like you started to see the decline. New York started to deteriorate him. You know, it just New York is what it is.
But also, like mentally,
yeah,
broke him down physically.
I mean, I think he's still doing like his thing, but man, they just beat him up. They just, no matter what he did, they were just when it comes to Pete Alonso, I think a lot gets made of relationships in the sport. And I think there was this idea of this connection with DeGrom and how they live near each other in Florida, and because that's where the Mets would do their spring training. And so I think there was this connection that kind of existed that you were kind of hoping you could hinge on. But it comes down to the money. Like, the money is where a lot of these guys. It's not often you get a Derek Holland where he's like, I love playing here. I love being part of this. And I'm going to make a sweet deal for both of us.
Right.
So I can go out there and play the game I love.
Right.
It really does come down to who has the most dollars. And Pete Alonso, I think he sees playing the appeal of playing in Baltimore and trying to help them out of the terrible rut they got themselves into of being a team on the rise but never made it there.
Interesting decision, too, by Baltimore deciding that their young talent alone wasn't going to be enough to just effort them over the finish line. They're like, well, we need to do something. So Baltimore picks up Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million on the deal.
I think Baltimore will like that. I think they'll like. I think they'll like him. I don't know that you're going to get the constant, consistent production, but I think they'll like having him in that clubhouse.
Okay. All right. I'm interested to see, obviously, how it plays out as well. All right. For both of y'all, I've got some questions that the Cowboys must positively answer if they're going to make the playoffs. And this is kind of a simpler yes or no, but you can expand on it however you want to start off. Can the Dallas Cowboys win out? Because if they can't, then none of this discussion is relevant at all.
Yes, but.
Okay.
You know, like, yes, but the Chargers are going to be a tough game.
Sure.
I also think this Vikings game is very unpredictable. I like to think that you're going to be able to outscore this team 32-20.
Right.
But because of the unpredictability of J.J. McCarthy, I just don't know. And your defense just isn't consistent enough for me to say, all right, this is locked up.
Right.
But I think they can win out, yes.
Alec? And again, I say all this is pointless because if you don't win out, I mean, all the playoff discussions we've had just go right in the trash can. It's already going to be tough as is. Can the Cowboys win out?
Yes, they can, but Sunday is going to be the measuring stick for...
So you're worried about this game too, huh?
A little bit. Not offensively what Minnesota can do, but defensively. I know we have the joke that Brian Flores is the boogeyman of the NFL. I call him that for many reasons, and it's because he's very good at what he does. And you can hear some of the players on the team and the staff, you know, in their pressers talking about, like, he's going to throw stuff at you that he has not thrown at anybody at all this season.
Right.
Like, a lot of unscouted looks. He'll send a zero blitz at you on second down just to get you off your game. You know, he's totally uncharacteristic when it comes to the idea of defensive scheming and play calling in today's NFL. He's not like the rest. And I'm not saying he's the best play caller ever, but he's probably the best challenge that Brian Schottenheimer is going to get all season long in terms of, I'm throwing stuff at you. Can you counter that quick enough to score enough points to win this game? So I think this is going to be the measuring stick because I do think the rest of your road trips are pretty easy. I do think the rest of your schedule in general is pretty easy, but you got to get past this one.
All right. My next question, who should be the Cowboys' left tackle and do they have one? And obviously, I mean outside of theoretically, yes, they have people that line up at left tackle. That noise answered the second part of my question.
I don't know that you have a top 20 tackle in the NFL. And you definitely want somebody in your top 15 at least. And I say left tackle. You know, I don't think you'd have a top 20 left tackle.
Yeah, and top 20 right tackle maybe either.
You might be right about that, too. I keep wanting to get Nate Thomas opportunities, But as we were discussing with Mickey, there's a lot he hasn't seen and he still has to grow. And are you willing to let that happen? Tyler Guyton, still very unpolished, still a very incomplete player.
Yep.
And we were spoiled so much with Tyron for so long because he was complete.
But even him, I'll just say, just for the record, even him, it took an entire season to get to that finished product. His first season,
a little concerned with Guyton health overall now,
I
too.
Get it.
They don't have one. No, they don't have one right now.
Yeah.
I think still the hope is that Guyton turns into the one. But no, to answer your question, right now it's Tyler Guyton when he comes back, Nate Thomas whenever he's not doing well, and then you don't have one overall.
Okay. Alex, same question for you.
Because if you have two tackles, Kevin.
I don't know.
You have none tackles.
If that same saying works like it does with quarterbacks. Alec, who should be the Cowboys' left tackle, and do they have one?
It should be Tyler Guyton, and I do think they have one. I just think that certain things have gotten in his way, whether it's himself or not. And what I mean by that is I always thought, and Jerry even said it himself multiple times now on these airwaves, that he was out in front of his own skis on Tyler Guyton in his rookie season. And I like what Nick Harris told y'all a couple weeks ago when one of y'all asked about him specifically, and he said he was always a guy in his mind that whenever it was time to make the decision on the fifth-year option, you were going to say, yeah, he's figured it out. Not right now. Not year one, not year two, maybe not even year three. I think he needs the time to grow. What I think ruined that this season for him was the training camp injury. If that never happens,
okay. Yeah.
I think the health is not as much of a concern. But two, I do think some of our questions of is he picking up enough? Is he getting enough consistency within his pass sets? Is he looking confident? I don't think we're asking these questions about his wherewithal in certain situations and his IQ on certain plays and schemes. We're not asking those things because he got the full set of reps in the summer. So I think that you do have one. He's just unfortunately not where you hoped he would have been this year. And in my mind, that's okay. I know in a lot of other people's minds it's not, and that's fine. But I think in my mind it's okay.
Will Tolbert or Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
Colby Tolbert's always going to make an impact.
This That's is right. for Jalen Tolbert. And by the way, when I saw Colby Tolbert at the Sandlot event on Sunday, first thing I walked up, I go, "We love you, Jesus." And he loved that.
What was the question again?
Will Jalen Tolbert or Jonathan Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
No. I think Tolbert will continue to be left off, especially with Flannoy turning into this.
Exactly. Yes.
I am kind of interested, though, what the usage is going to be, where CeeDee Lamb is. I don't know, dude. CeeDee Lamb, that one looked bad.
Yeah.
Is he going to be back this year?
I'm going to say yes, but I think that's another thing you might get an answer to in about 10 minutes with Shoddy.
So I'm going to say no right now.
Okay. Alec? Will Tolbert or Mingo make any impact the rest of the season?
Absolutely not. And you're in a position, thankfully, if CD ends up being okay and comes back to the field and looks like CeeDee Lamb usually looks like, you're in a position where you don't need them to make an impact, per se. It would be nice if they did. You know, I can never have too many good pass catchers on my team, but pre-George Pickens trade, it's holy crap, we need both of these guys to figure this out.
Right.
Especially Jalen Tolbert. Everybody's talking about, but the numbers leading the team and all receiving stats pretty much last season. He's got to do something, right? And he was like, well, if you actually watch the games, he's not exactly what the numbers say. Now you don't really need him to be that guy. I want him to be that guy. Jonathan Mingo, there can't be any expectations, period, going forward. I don't care that we traded for him for no reason. I don't care that that's going to be the conversation. You have to just lay out on that one and say, there's no reason for him to contribute at this point because they don't want to give him the snaps.
You know, and we talked about how for Pickens, moving to the next question, we don't care as much about like the Instagram stuff and everything like that. But my question for you is, will there be another game this season in which George Pickens' effort is questioned?
Yes.
Is that just...
Nobody internally, I think, is really questioning him. I think it's more fan base, and until somebody in the rooms like looks you in the eye and says something, you're like, it's just noise until somebody else, until the boss tells me.
And I do wonder if they feel differently, but they're just smart enough not to come on and go, yeah, he didn't try hard enough.
Well, and
you know,
maybe
like, I don't know.
Maybe they do feel differently, and they're not calling them out in public.
Smart.
But Kevin, the first, go back to the Jerry documentary. Barry Switzer walks in and looks Charles Haley in the eye and says, I need you. I need the best out of you today.
Yeah.
And this team can't do anything without you. And Charles Haley goes out and gets 5 sacks. Maybe you save that for the playoffs. George, we need you, the best version of you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Today, and sometimes you haven't given us the crap that we want. We need better from you. Maybe that is how you treat him. You just let him go, and then when the moment calls, you say, step up big time, boy.
Alec?
Homie. I don't know. I don't know exactly what you say.
And then go, sorry, I called you homie.
Yeah.
Alec,
you can
will
punch me.
There be another George Pickens game this season in which his effort is questioned by the fan base?
Yes, there will be, 100%, because I think anything short of a dominant performance at this point is going to get questioned, and that's almost a good thing in a weird way. Because
I get it.
He has set a precedent that he is a game-changing, take-the-top-off-the-defense receiver, and it might not even be in the stat sheet. It might be, hey, I drew two pass interference calls that flipped the field for us. If he's not getting those, people are just inevitably going to say, he's fighting with the corner too much. He's jawing around too much, whatever. People now have that precedent of he did it once, he will do it again. So, unfortunately, yes, it will happen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the expressway. We will hear from Brian Schottenheimer, but also fire up some My Buddy's an Idiot. All of it next right here on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to hear from Brian Schottenheimer in just a minute, but there is a lot of stuff already happening today. In case you missed the very devastating news, Derek Lively going to be out for the rest of the year for foot surgery. He just hasn't come around on the foot. He only played 7 games this year, so Shams reporting that he is in fact getting surgery, and he will be out for the rest of the season. I've got a positive note, and then we can get back around to Lively if you want. Go to 1053thefan.com/donate. Today, we're teaming up with the North Texas Food Bank to raise money and stock their shelves for the holiday season and beyond. This can be a really, really tough time of year for a whole lot of people.
Yeah, and, you know, Kevin, we do Peace-a-thon every year.
Yes.
Our buddies down in Houston, Reginald Atatula and his show, they did a Peace-a-thon type thing
to
raise money for a local food bank, and I thought that was awesome on their part. And that's when we worked with Reggie, that was always what he would say. Hey, y'all are saying happy birthday to me. What do I want? If you can, donate to a food bank.
Yes.
He understood that so much, and I always appreciated that out of him. Can I add something here?
Sure.
A note on the NFL.
Anything that makes me not have to talk about Derek Lively.
Okay.
Oh, and Pete Alonso signed 5 years, $155 for the Orioles.
NFL clubs, according to Tom Pelissero, voted today at the virtual December league meeting to support financially the development and launch of a professional flag football league. The decision authorizes 32 Equity, the league's collective investment vehicle, to enter into an agreement with a partner to operate a professional flag football league and invest up to $32 million in that league. So basically, each one of the owners said, here's $1 million.
Yeah.
Do what you want to with it. And create a flag football league, and they'll see how that thing goes. Obviously, they're looking to crank out another cash cow. That's their hope, right?
I hear you.
They feel like if they slap the NFL brand on it, that gives them a thumbs up.
I hear you on that, and I agree about content is king in today's world. But isn't there a tiny part of you that wants to see if, much like the UFL, you're able to transition some of these players into the NFL? Like, wouldn't you love to see the Birmingham Rocket Tops wide receiver's unbelievable. He's getting a tryout and now he's on the Packers. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and I kind of hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, what?
I also hope, you know, there are some guys
I hope Derek Lively's not really hurt.
Me too.
He is.
I think that it would be interesting to see, let's say a player that's very young gets a pretty serious, hey, you shouldn't be playing in the NFL anymore, but they would still want to compete. And then they can step over that, and now they're a star of that league over there. Or that league just generates its own, because it's different. We talk about that all the time. You think the NFL guys could just step in there and beat them, but flag football is a different sport. And I wonder if you can just see the kings of that sport and be as interested. Obviously, we have created every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, we are into NFL football.
Sure.
And I don't know, maybe the NFL, they got to figure out a way to make that. All right, how are we going to find little pieces for y'all to say this is our territory now?
Now, this is kind of the time we would do My Buddy's an Idiot as well. And I'm going to throw two basketball things in there. Obviously, I'm going to go back to, unfortunately, the Derek Lively season-ending injury. It just sucks. He's an awesome guy. We see him at the Dallas Card Show all the time. He also loves Legos. Personally, I like him because he went to Duke. But it felt like you made a savvy almost middle of the first round pick. I know it's not quite middle of the first round pick, but you made a savvy first round pick that wasn't like top three or whatever, and he was going to be able to make an impact. And now, third season, seven games, done for the rest of the year. We were talking about the financial implications. You've still got him for another year, and then he'll be a restricted free agent, but this is looking like something that could be complicated in terms of figuring out what is he worth and if you want to keep him. And it just sucks for this Mavericks team that has shown, like, you've definitely seen development over the last couple of weeks. And we are going to do a segment at some point, are the Mavericks too good to tank? And you were hoping this was going to be a return, and now not so much.
I think the thing that I'm most concerned about at the direct moment, you know how difficult it is to get over an injury, get ready, roll in, and then deal with coaches.
Yeah, coach is ready right here on the Fan.
First question.
Let's take a poll.
Oh, if you take a poll, it's not gonna
be Clarence. That's what I want to hear from. Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys. Coach, Monday, were you cheering for the Chargers, and who did you have cheering at house? Was that Al? Or did he come back and cheer with you?
I actually did see the last couple minutes of the game, I was watching. I wasn't cheering. We have to control. We got to control. But when the ball was intercepted, I was a little happy.
Does that change anything? You know, I know Jerry Town, we got a real shot now. Does it give you all just another extra punch that, hey, this thing is real, we can make it happen?
Yeah, I thought it was real all along anyways. You should never know in this business. I've been around too much to, try to figure it all out and all the playoff predictors and things like that. We're just focused on having a great day today. It's Competition Wednesday, and we'll have the pads on out there today and get back to running around and striking each other a little bit. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Just from an injury standpoint, can you give us an update on Diggs and Guyton? And what is, Diggs, Guyton, Lamb, for sure. But what does Diggs need to do? Last week he told us he was healthy, he felt better than he felt at the start of the season. What does he need to do to get on the field?
Well, first couple things. With Guyton, we'll see how he moves around today. He's making progress, but we'll see. He's got to get out there and do football. CD is progressing nicely through the process, the protocol. I think he's got one or two more things he's got to get done, but I feel good about that. And in terms of Trayvon, he's still in the ramp-up period. I think he does feel healthy. I know he wants to play, but at the end of the day, it's we have to do what we think's in the best interest of not just him, but also the football team. And when you miss time, the ramp-up period is good not just for your body, but for your mind and figuring out some of the defense. And there's some new faces in the huddle and things like that. So, again, love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us he's ready to do everything the right way.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN, you say show us doing everything the right way. Is that beyond the – is that in the meeting rooms and things like that as well? Or
everything. Just be – yeah, consistency through everything. He's no different than Dak Prescott or Jake Ferguson or Kenny Clark. Just, continue to do everything the right way and I thought last week was a good first step, and hopefully this week's even better step. And if it is, then you'll see him out there.
Your run game efficiency, I think it's in the Detroit or the Philly game, it was 41 yards on two carries. KC was 60-something yards on two carries. How do you get the efficiency of your run game back to where you want it, where it's not just big plays or carrying the day?
Yeah, again, I think, the one thing we went into the Detroit game about was wanting to win first down, Todd, and we certainly weren't able to do that. But the biggest thing is sustaining blocks. I think that's what we talked to the guys about today. Like, actually our targeting, our identification of the front and what we were trying to do was good. We didn't sustain blocks very well, and that's where we need to be better. We need to strain to finish, and we're going to be challenged this week with a defense led by Coach Flores that's very multiple, and they're going to do a lot of different things. But the biggest thing I would say would be just it's that last push in the strain and the finish of getting guys covered up a little bit longer to let the backs be able to press the hole and puncture the defense.
John Michaud with The Athletic. From your perspective, your first season as the head coach, do you guys have to make the playoffs for this to be a success in your eyes?
I think absolutely. But I don't think that's the only thing we're judged upon. But that's what we want. You can't sit up here and talk about winning world championships. And if you don't make the playoffs, you don't have a chance to win a world championship. So again, winning's the number one objective. After that, it's building the culture. There's things that as we get through the season and the season ends, which it will end at some point, we'll look back and there'll be good things and there'll be bad things. And the good things will, you know, find ways to keep those things going, and the things that we have to correct, we'll find ways to improve them.
And then saw that Dak gave you the shiesty to wear at practice and that hard knocks. Is that the first time you ever wore one?
Yeah, I didn't really like it. I couldn't breathe. Yeah, I don't know why those guys like it so much, but I thought, hey, this is the cool thing going on. Let me try it. It's kind of like the 6'7" thing a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm a hip guy, but yeah, I didn't really like it. It didn't stay on very long.
And how much are you monitoring, I guess, the Hard Knocks thing when the episodes come out, or do you not really watch?
I really don't. You know, people send me things and stuff like that, but again, I will say this. I mean, they've been great. The guys, they have a job to do. The production people have been amazing, and they kind of fit right in with us, and by this point, you're just kind of used to it, and you don't think too much about it. So, again, kudos to them and NFL Films and HBO and everybody that puts it on.
Nick Harris, Four-Star Telegram. Do you expect Jadeveon Clowney to practice today?
I think so, since Clarence didn't ask about him. I think that, yes, I expect him to do some things today. He's doing a lot better, and I feel like he's progressing nicely.
You guys have been alternating Tolbert and Mingo on the inactive list the last few weeks. What do you want to see from one of those guys to be the cemented guy in this spot?
Yeah, really just kind of, you know, maximize the opportunities, kind of take it over. It's something that we kind of look at each week, and late in the week we kind of make a decision. Special teams is a huge, you know, part of that. Like our fifth receiver's not really quite honestly playing as much as we'd like in terms of offense and special teams. So it's the balancing act of, okay, well, who had the good week of practice on offense, and then who's can help, you know, Nick with special teams. And so those are the big things that we have to talk about each and every week, and it's a fun battle for us to look at each week.
You were in San Diego when Philip Rivers came into the league, and now he's somehow finding his way back in. Just, when you heard that, what were your emotions around that?
Man, he must hate coaching. You know, he must, I don't even know how they did. I'm sure they did well, but I'm just happy for him. I mean, he loves football, man. He does. And, you know, he his ability to see a football field was unique and special. And I know one thing, he can get out of his hand pretty quick. So he might not be able to move. He really never could move. You'll probably hear that. But he never really could move. But, boy, he could get that ball out of his hand fast. So I'm sure he hasn't lost his quick release.
Tommy. Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. Aaron Jones, the last couple times he's played, the Cowboys seemingly has just kind of gone to another level. What have you seen from him this season and maybe in some of those games in the past about what's able to make him do that?
Yeah, I mean, got very good vision, very good acceleration, but I think it's his quickness and the ability to find and get in and out of cuts and press holes, and he's kind of a slasher, you know, Tommy, when you watch him run. And, again, I just think they're running the ball really.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, right now, I think he's 4'6". I think Mason might be averaging 4'7" a carry. So they're certainly going to come in here and want to establish the run just because they're really running it well. But I've just been a big fan of Aaron since he's, you know, he got in the league with Green Bay. And he hurts you a lot of different ways, right? Catch the football out of the backfield and very versatile player that's playing at a high level.
You mentioned Flores. You played a lot of defenses this year. The disguise coverage is blitz a lot. What makes his version of sort of that line of defense different?
You know, they're very multiple. You can see, you know, how he's taken the bones of the operation that he learned from Bill, you know, in New England, and how he's put his stamp on it. What I love about Brian and what he does is, like, if you look at them last year, they're a little bit different than they are this year. They're still very multiple. Look at their roster. You know, he has a affinity in a good way for veteran players. Why? Well, they know football. They're smart. They can be multiple. They can make adjustments. They do as good a job as anybody of what I would say automatic formations based on if you get in a certain look, they're going to get to something specific. If you get into a different look, as simple as the back's offset in the gun and near or far, they're going to get to different things. And so you can't do that with young players. You can. It's harder to do that with young players. Outstanding defensive mind, and he's very convicted.
Scott Erickson with the AP. First-year head coach building a program. How important is a four-game finish, regardless of what the playoffs look like?
I think it's always important. I think, you know, we actually talked for the first time. You know, I always talk about, you know, can't win the game the first quarter, second, third, and fourth. We talked a little bit about this, and we talked about heading into this fourth quarter. You know, let's look at the season in that way. And I think we were 1-2-1 in the first quarter. We were 2-3 in the second, and then now in the third quarter, we're 3-1. What's that mean? It means we're playing better. It means we're playing more consistent. It means we're doing things at a higher level, a higher standard. But again, Minnesota is our focus. Minnesota is my focus. But, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, we're going to be judged on wins and losses. And so let's start by getting the first one in the fourth quarter against Minnesota.
Garrett.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Hey, Brian, you've been around Dak for a few years. How do you feel like you've seen him evolve with getting to answers and really, you know, freeing himself up when he's blitzed?
Yeah, elite level. I don't think, you know, I don't think he was ever bad at it, but I do think he's more confident in it now. I think that comes from time. I think that comes from we try to keep the solutions pretty simple. I'm not a guy that thinks you got to have eight different ways to block up cover zero or eight different ways to handle, you know, double-edged blitzes and things like that. I think you've got to have a handful of things that you trust and you believe in, and I think he owns those, and I think it's – been evident, you know, watching him perform versus some of the, you know, tough looks that we get. And he has the answer, whether it's throwing hots or throwing blitz side adjust or getting to certain checks for certain coverages. But we'll certainly be tested this week with with Coach Flores and this defense.
How do you feel about your offensive tackles handling Minnesota blitzes the highest rate in football after last week?
Yeah, again, it won't be just the tackles. I mean, they move a lot. They're going to be stunting and moving, and they're firing their backers a bunch. And, I guess I saw the number we did talk about today, Harrison Smith. I mean, 14 years in the league. Wow. I mean, playing at a high level, had to pick last week. But, we have to protect Dak this week, but we also have to run the football. And, again, they're going to challenge you to do that because they're going to be multiple. And the coverage that they play is very vision-driven. Everybody kind of wants to keep eyes on the quarterback. And because of that, there's certain things that they make more difficult than others, but there's also things that we feel like we can take advantage of.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. When CeeDee Lamb went out, did you guys challenge Flo to be like, hey, time to step up, or how did you see him kind of respond?
No, you never have to worry about Flo, Joe. I mean, he's always ready. He's earned his stripes, per se. I mean, it wasn't just the Jets. He's done it multiple times. I just think, again, me and my word, consistency, I think that's what's so cool is how well he's playing each and every week. I mean, he's played good the last couple weeks, even though he didn't put up 120 yards or whatever it was. He's played well the last couple weeks, and I think his star is on the rise. You talk about a guy that's big, strong, physical, good with the ball in his hands, loves contact. Guys like that, sign me up for. I'll take him any day of the week.
And then Vikings lead the league in interceptions thrown. A guy like Teron Blaine obviously has had a history of making interceptions one this year. How much of a potential opportunity for a guy like him, especially to build his confidence and maybe trying to get his hands on the ball this week?
Well, again, I think it starts with, our ability to stop the run first. You got to, make them have to throw it. JJ obviously looked very comfortable last week. I thought one of his better games, and certainly didn't have any interceptions. But, again, we've talked a little bit about it. It starts by affecting the passer. You got to get people around him, one. And then, again, when the ball's up, you got to be able to find ways to get it turned over. And that's where, again, our biggest issue right now as a football team is the giveaway-takeaway ratio, us not protecting it on offense and us not taking it away on defense.
Saad, using the Athletic. Brian, what's your philosophy on fourth downs in terms of going for it? Is it a mathematical decision? Is it how much does feel play into it? And how many people are you consulting to make that decision?
Yeah, it's instincts. We'll have a plan, Saad, going into games, based on who you're playing, where you're playing. But a lot of it is instincts and your gut feel. I talk to Feeder a ton, and we kind of have a plan going in. Those plans can change. But at the end of the day, you kind of have an idea, when the drive's going, hey, if we get to a certain number, if it's fourth and two or less, let's say, hey, we're thinking go for it. And then you kind of look at your call and you're like, yeah, I'm good. And then there's sometimes you're like, I don't feel great about this call. But it's a little bit of both. Again, I would say it's a lot of instincts, a lot of pre-planning, preparation, and then, me and Feeder just kind of having, quick conversations.
And how much does kind of the flow of the game in terms of if the offense is doing well, defense is doing well, how much does that play into the decision?
A little bit. I'd be lying if I said it doesn't factor in at times. But you try to be pretty consistent and go with the plan and go with those things we talked about, the measures of, hey, field position matters. It might be a little bit longer at the 40-yard or a little shorter at the inside the 15. I'd be lying if I said you're not at times adjusting or reacting to situations.
Patrick.
Hey, Coach, Patrick Paul, DallasCowboys.com. In having a conversation with Tyler Booker and Cooper Beebe, Coop was really candid about the Detroit game and the protection issues. But something that stood out was him saying that you guys were trying to figure out why you had a lack of energy, a lack of juice in that Detroit game. Don't know how much of that was the fact that you played four games in 17 days, but how can you guard against that and coming out flat against the Vikings, especially as you guys try to figure out how to get off to a fast start?
Yeah, I think I would agree. I didn't think we had our best day overall. I think, were we tired? I don't know. I mean, we had to play a lot of games. But at the end of the day, I believe in this group of young men. I believe in the fact that we are an energetic group. You can't watch our sidelines and not know that there's not juice and energy and guys cheering for the other side of the ball and things like that. And I'm not going to let one game after a tight window of time affect the way I look at it. And in terms of worried about these guys and their ability to come out without a lot of energy. This game, I think it's, in my opinion, 0%. And we do need to start faster. You know, we've kind of looked at some things, and we need to score more points early on and get more stops early on. And we've got an idea of how we think we can do that, but now we have to go out and execute it.
Clarence.
Kaden has become a target for people looking for what's wrong with the run defense. What do you like about him? What has he done well? And also, what does Logan need to do to get more opportunity?
Yeah, so number one, when we added Logan, we were just trying to get, you know, we're adding depth, right, getting better. K-9, I love his physicality, man. I love the fact that he can run and hit, and we've talked a little bit at times about his, you know, his eye progression and seeing things like that. Logan's been here a couple weeks, and I think both guys give us, you know, a chance to play well and win. And again, you know, to the naked eye, you know, sometimes you look at things and you're like, oh, it's that guy's fault, or it's this guy's fault, or oh, that was Shoddy's problem, or whatever. And, you know, that's what we sign up for. But at the same time, it's not always what it appears to be on film. And so what we need to do from a defensive standpoint is get back to playing the way that we were against Philadelphia late, Kansas City for the most part throughout the game, in Las Vegas. And that's not just about one guy. That's about all 11 guys doing right and communicating and things like that. And I do like the competition that we've created in that room, though.
Nick.
Andrew Van Ginkel is one of the best screen defenders in the NFL. What makes him such a pest in that specific situation, and how do you prep for something like that so you can keep it in the playbook?
Yeah, he's just an excellent football player, man. Great instincts, really good blitzer, great feel for coverage. Very disruptive. You know, you can't watch a film without seeing them tip balls and intercept balls. And this group does a nice job. Again, they're veterans, right? So they know if they can't get to the quarterback, they kind of stop and wait. And you know, you have to be very careful when you're trying to throw quick screens around him because he's pretty slippery. But I've always really appreciated the guy for the type of football player that he is. And we played him a couple years back. When he was with Miami, and same thing, extremely disruptive. But, like, seriously, look at their roster. Look at the defensive roster and how many veterans they have, whether it's Allen, you know, Hargrove, I mean, Renard, I mean, Van Ginkel, Murphy. I mean, like, they have a type, and I understand.
All righty.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. Couple of different things. Tyler Guyton, today will be a big day for him to see if he can get back onto the field against the Vikings. And once again, Shoddy said that CD is progressing nicely, kind of only one or two more things that he needs to really check off the list, but he feels good about his return for the Vikings. And then there is the case of Trayvon Diggs.
What about him?
I don't know, man. It just feels like he gets described, or that situation gets broken down different than everything else. And
Shoddy, and by everybody else.
Yes, yes. And Shoddy said once again that he reiterated that Trayvon did want to play last week, but it's still part of the ramp up, and he needs to see not only practice, but all elements of the ramp up to have him out there this week. So we've gone from what I thought once again was he's back to, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Are they afraid to put him on the field because of what, like, that Bears moment? And they're like, we have no clue what to expect from him. We keep hearing when he practices, you know, how he practices is a good depiction of it. And is he just not there? I don't know, man.
I think their issue is this. Just my theory. I actually don't have inside information on this. I'm worried that he'll go out there. I think they're worried he'll go out there and suffer a major injury, and then they're stuck with him. That is just the way I've interpreted this situation. I don't know that to be the case, but that is what I think one of the holdups is.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a feeling.
All right, couple more football notes for you. Jaden Daniels, he will be out for the next game. However, good news for the Commanders, there is no structural damage that has been reported on any of the scans they've got or anything like that. Trey Benson will not be returning from injured reserve, and he is out for the rest of the season, as if the Cardinals needed more terrible injury news. And then we've gotten used to this. Lamar Jackson not practicing today. That's become the usual routine. It's the fifth straight week he has missed at least one practice.
Really?
But in the last 4 weeks, he's gone on to start the game, which I think further feeds into the theory that we talked about is there's something still not really right. But he's like, I got to play. We got to try to win the division. We got to try to make the playoffs, which is what you want from any player on your team. But I think something is off there. And then one other quarterback note for you. Nick Sirianni said, absolutely, Jalen Hurts will continue to start. And the idea of him getting benched is, quote, ridiculous. Now,
it should be.
Yes.
He's your over $100 million quarterback.
Yes.
You won a Super Bowl with him last year.
Yes.
He was the MVP last year, of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Things aren't going well. The whole team's playing poorly. The whole team is playing poorly. Obviously the coaches are the ones that see what they see. And they haven't made that decision, and it's not because of him. It's because they're like, this whole team isn't what it needs to be right now.
But is it more ridiculous than this other story in the NFC East? Mike Kafka once again declined to share any details about why the assistant defensive line coach Brian Cox got fired during the bye week. You might be like, yeah, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can get you to care.
Yeah, who cares?
Sources say the final straw was Cox's reaction to the seating arrangement being changed on the flight home from the Patriots game. The assistant coaches typically sit near the front of the plane, but they were moved to the back on that flight. And there is thought, or I guess discussions, that how he reacted to moving on the plane was the final straw for the team. And they're like, I can't. I'm done. You're fired.
That's so there had to be something else. You say final straw.
Final straw. There was
something
performance
else.
Issues and everything else. Yeah.
It's not just like that one dude that stood up and outbursted and he was like, you don't own me. And then you're just like, hey, let's
go. Real thing that happened at our job, Alec, and I missed it. I knew it could potentially happen and I freaking missed it.
He snapped, man. He just absolutely snapped.
But yeah, what do you think about that idea that he was like, no. I'm not moving seats. The hell with you. And they said, you're out.
Here's one thing I like about Kevin. When Kevin likes things to be the same, he's very conservative in that nature. So if you walked in and that chair and this seating area wasn't there,
right.
Instead of snapping and yelling at Spittle, you could see your displeasure on your face,
right.
And you would be quiet for a lot of the day. Until I said, hey, what's up, dude? And you'd be like, stupid chair and microphone got moved. You wouldn't snap and throw things.
But I would have gone to get the chair as well and rectified the situation.
You would sit there with no microphone. You would be like, I'll just sit here without a microphone.
How am I supposed to talk? I got no microphone. Corey broke it. No, that was the other one.
That was the other stuff. Yeah, no, it was the monitor.
I thought that was interesting.
The seating arrangement is not the same.
And then, Corey, just for you from the 817, can we revisit how much of a smoke show Mrs. Wheeler was yesterday?
She was gorgeous.
I did go watch the first two episodes of season 5 of Stranger Things last night.
Mm-hmm. But I also thought she was very kind and that was really like, she was an elegant woman. You know, I think that's the hit on that is she was elegant. You saw the pattern she was wearing. She came in with like a fur coat on.
Yeah.
I think she thought it was New York, not Dallas. And she was like, oh, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
But she was nice, man. It was nice to have her in studio. And I really like that show a lot.
Yes, it is. Like I said, I'm glad we're here to give it the bump up that it needed.
Hey, man, that's what the KNC bump is. Ask our guests.
Facts. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll have Sean Merriman coming up at 1:22. But coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Don't steal kids. Don't steal kids. And also, how do you grieve? Next in The Fan.
Huh?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.